meeting for March the 11th, 2019. Ms. Bourgeois, can you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A roll call.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard. Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rhodes.
Here. We need to amend the agenda. If y'all don't mind, we had a special meeting for planning and zoning on March the 6th, and it was omitted from the agenda for minutes. So if you don't mind, I'd like to amend the agenda to add those planning and zoning minutes under our Planning and Zoning Committee.
So moved.
So moved by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Roll call vote, Tom. Any comments from the audience? No comments from the council? Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Niesler.
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle.
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Acosta, Andre.
Okay, so we'll look at planning and zoning minutes.
Have a problem
first. All right, while we're talking about minutes, if you look in your package, you'll see the minutes from our regular meeting on February 11th, 2019. I think we updated all those minutes. Do we have a motion to accept those minutes?
Move.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Niesler. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Public Works Committee, I'll read Shane's update. Total rainfall, we had 6 rain events for 3.6 inches. No major drainage issues. 1 SCADA alarm that was minor. Street overlay project has been handed over to Owen and White, but since then we've put the bid in the paper, so that's underway. Our camera project is underway. We're still waiting on Entergy to tell us what poles we can use. I think our camera equipment is in. It's been ordered, so we're just waiting on that and the run of power. We have started our permit process on that catch basin on the River Road and that little triangle piece. So we're waiting on that to come back.
Did we get approval from DOT today?
That's what we're waiting on.
Okay.
We had to apply for a permit. No personnel incidents for maintenance, no out-of-compliance test for our sewer treatment facility. Mr. Falcon did our design, thank you so much, on our sign for the south side of town. Shane submitted that to the state. We have to get their approval to put it in that part of the highway. Republic bulk pickup is scheduled for this week, March the 11th, and our extra pickup will be on March 29th. With that, that's all I have on the public works. Under Finance Committee, you see in your package is our budget to actual. One note, under our sewer, we will have to do a budget adjustment because our LGAAP grant is not going to be $35,000 like we expected. So I want to say it was $18,000 that we're going to get on that, so we'll have to do a budget adjustment there. Sales tax revenue was a little light this month, but we look back, Blaine and I looked at it today, and it looks like last year was light in the beginning of February, too. So.
Our expenses are falling under. We make a conscious effort, and we got some big hitters.
We got some big hitters that are coming.
Hit it and bring us back to the line.
Yeah, we don't
get short of projects.
We're below on expending, but well below of what we're lacking on the sales tax revenue.
Yeah. It'll creep back up. Partly my fault on the streets. We waited this long to do the big street, which is the big street project. We got our sign and our cameras, which will be a couple big hits that'll hit here in the next month or two. So it should even back out.
Well, we got some little cushion now too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Between revenues and expenses.
Mm-hmm. Someone asked about licenses and permits. If you notice, those are starting to come in. Remember last night I had a big zero, so we're starting to get that in.
Speaking of permits. That young man on Main Street got a permit to operate his garage. Business is booming.
No, he has not. And he came to see me today, and I was in court. And I'm going to end up calling and talking to him tomorrow. Yep. So.
And one other thing. The street signs that we put up put it up now, were those purchased with last year's budgets?
Not sure on that. You know, Blaine?
They said we were doing them in increments, so...
Yeah, I'll have to check with Shane.
We're supposed to order some more this year.
Yeah, I'll check with Shane.
I know if it was previous year that we put up now.
On the sewer.
Yep.
The income. Is that line projected to just stay straight and run parallel, or is it going to get further apart?
I think it's going to stay right where it's at.
We're just going to parallel the rest of the way, we feel?
That jump is from the LGAAP grant that we're getting lowered.
So we'll just adjust this number and just match that.
Yeah, it'll come back down. Because that's going to be consistent with the sewer users we have, so we should... All right. Any other questions? We'll move forward. All right, planning and zoning. Let's go back to the planning and zoning minutes that are in your package for our special meeting we had on March the 6th, 2019. Do I have a motion to accept those minutes? Do we need to? We just need to show them in a minute? Okay. We'll move and go over those minutes.
They do it.
We review them again.
They approve.
They do it at their next meeting.
Please review me.
All right, so... first thing on those minutes, consider variance application for 253 West Main Street, non-compliance, section 19.3.1, zoning district R1, side setback, to reduce the side setback from 10 feet to 2 feet to build a shed. Have that map on there? You want to come up and just explain what you want to do?
Well, we amended it to give 4 feet. We had talked about it in the meeting beforehand.
So it's going to be 4 feet?
Yes.
That's the recommendation from the...
Well, that's the recommendation.
Okay.
I agree with it. 4 feet is
okay.
Better.
Did you say you had the ladder?
Pretty much.
So we do have that letter of no objection from the neighbors.
Well, I had turned it in.
Yeah, we have it. Okay. She's got it right now, so...
Basically, I just want to build a small storage shed, a Mueller building. And we had talked about the eave. It doesn't really have an eave. It just kind of has a cap on the end. So the eave, the roof line really isn't going to protrude past the wall much, maybe a few inches.
But 4 foot would give you more to maintain the outside. If you go 2 foot, you know, and then... You have to get on your neighbor's property to maintain the building if you only got 2 foot to go through there, plus cutting the grass or whatever is there, you know. A safety feature also in terms of separation of your building with your neighbor's building. So
I basically just wanted to get it close to the property line as I could, kind of offset it from the middle of the house, because I maybe in the future would make a little driveway coming on side of my house to it. So,
and there is a fence, correct? The fence separates your driveway from the neighbor's driveway. It's the neighbor's driveway on the other side of the fence.
Part of it. I mean, my driveway ends and then I have yard, and their driveway goes all the way on the side of their house. So where my fence starts, they have about maybe 6 foot of driveway, and then their driveway ends way before the sheds could begin.
Questions?
Ignore the comments. I would move that we take the recommendation of the Planning and Zoning Commission and grant the 4 foot variance. Well, it's actually a 6 foot variance from 10 to allow a 4 foot.
4 foot, right. All right.
Don, can you make that contingent upon receiving the letter? I know we said we have it, but we haven't reviewed it yet.
We can.
Make the motion contingent upon that?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Patricia has it. She's scanning it over to us? Yeah. Okay, so we have a motion to move it from 10 to 4 feet.
Pending a letter of no objection from the
neighbors. Contingent with that letter of no objection from the neighbors.
Second.
So we got a second by Ms. Motion by Ms. Denisler, second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We'll get that letter and make sure that gets taken care of.
Okay. Thank you.
Next up, consider final plat of map showing re-subdivision of lots 7 and 8, square 15, town of Brule, and into lots 7A and 8A. Mr. Richard Soniat should have the big map in front of him. Back again, huh?
Back again.
Three meetings.
Well, as y'all can see, what we're basically just trying to do is subdivide on fronting Gwynn Street into 60-foot lots, 60 by 120, which currently is 120 by 120, I would imagine. It's not really subdivided the other way either. I was corrected on that the other night. So it's just 120 by 120, which just trying to subdivide it into 260-foot lots, which there currently is a house existing on one of the lots now anyway.
That's the one that's on, that faces the border of St. John?
St. Right. John, that's correct.
All right, any questions? Just cutting a line down the middle of it.
That's it. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Do I have a motion to accept Mr. Sonyat's?
Second.
A motion by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Niesler. Any comments from the audience? Comment from the council? All in favor?
Make sure Gwynn is corrected. It's G-W-I-N. We got five.
Okay.
I told Paul.
I'll get that correct.
Thank you, sir. Our first mayor's name. Thank you.
My survey did that.
Well.
All right, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Recreation Committee, I don't have anything. Personnel, nothing. Police Committee, do we have anything? Governmental Affairs?
Oh, we submitted the grant through Keep Louisiana Beautiful.
For the garbage cans.
Minutes for the five trash receptacles, four for the levee trail and one for the triangle. So we'll find out about it. We'll let y'all know when it
Thank
comes
you.
Through.
Oh, that's the letter?
From the neighbor.
Can you zoom it in?
Rusty.
All right, so we got the letter.
Does that satisfy you, Rusty?
Perfect. Could you read it to the end?
Okay. All right, so at least we have it. Print it out and put it in your we'll email. It. Yeah, you can email it to all of us, that's for sure, and then print it out and put it with them. All right, so can we done with governmental affairs?
Yeah, thank you.
Consideration of vetoed ordinances. We don't have any. Hearing and final action. Nothing. Introduction of ordinances. Anybody? Resolutions. Consider resolution 1 of 2019 authorize mayor to execute documents for FEMA funding from a 2016 flood event. FEMA, we applied for FEMA money after the 2016 flood event for overtime to man that Eileen Street sewer manhole. And we received some money, right, Blaine, from that? And to possibly receive additional money, we have to apply this huge package. It's just a lot of red tape to get it. It's only about $600, I think, $800.
So we're going to spend $1,200 to get this?
We're going to kill two or three trees, but we have to do it. And we just need a resolution that's going to go with the package when we send it in.
Sound like my wife.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what the resolution is about. It's about to get that FEMA money from that overtime and stuff that we paid for that.
Which was just the remaining 10%, right?
So we got a motion by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right, so police department. You testified in court today. You're back again, huh?
I have the pleasure of doing the monthly report for the second month in a row. Your promotion, you get a promotion.
That's right. All right, Brewley Police Department monthly report for February of 2019. There were 4 alarms, 8 warrant arrests, 1 violation of protective order, 3 civil complaints, 7 miscellaneous complaints, 5 disturbances, 1 hit and run, 34 no insurance tows, 6 crash reports, 1 damage to property, 1 terrorizing, 2 unlocks, 2 traffic complaints, 3 harassment calls, 1 trespass along with 1 possession of stolen property, 3 thefts, 2 suspicious persons, 2 truancies, 4 medicals, 1 animal at large, and 1 fire, 93 total complaints, 160 total citations for a total of 220 total violations.
Were the thefts? Were the thefts resolved? Thefts.
Were the thefts resolved?
2 of the 3 were out of town. Essentially, pretending thefts in Florida, and the third one was still
How'd you that?
Shoes.
Whose animal was that large? Do we know?
He was in court today, I think.
Yeah, is that the one that got arraigned today?
Yeah, he was in court today. He's pled not guilty, so we'll go to trial next month.
He's going to fight it.
When y'all tow a vehicle for no insurance,
yes, sir.
Do they have to show proof of insurance before they get it out of bounds?
Yes, sir, they do. That's the whole reason about behind impounding it. They have to show the proof of the insurance to the DMV prior to the release of the license plate.
Yeah, go to DMV, get straight with them, get
your
release, get back.
Thank you, officer.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Officer, yeah.
All right, Mayor's report. I just have a couple things. Our grant that we applied for a piece of property at the end of Main Street and the River Road, the award date is set for the month of April. So hopefully we'll hear something from them prior to budget. That way we can kind of work our budget together with that.
What was that for? 80? What did we apply?
Ooh, it was 150, somewhere in the range. Okay. I don't remember the amount.
Sure.
Next up, Blaine went to Shreveport last week for a clerk's conference. He brought a couple good things back, some software for our, we're thinking about switching software later. A big portion of his little conference was about trashy houses, nuisances, and all that stuff. Everybody has that issue. He brought back a couple spreadsheets that might be able to help us. Had a nice article about the bike share program in the Advocate this morning. If you didn't read it, I encourage you to go read it. Don't forget about budget ideas. I'm going to try to meet with each person to talk budget ideas, so kind of keep your brain rolling on that. And of course, everybody knows about the traffic situation. We had an emergency meeting last week, and DOTD came out with the deal with the mats they're going to put on the south side when they start working on that. So it is what it is. I don't know if they accomplished anything, but traffic moved good today.
Well, it improved because they stopped doing work on
both lanes. I think that was the secret.
What's going to happen is when they do switch to the west lane going northbound, you're back in the same boat because of the simple traffic trying to access. So
just for a record, what they're going to do is they're going to do the south side of both overpasses first, since all the equipment's on this side of the intercoastal. So they did the northbound
east lane.
Yeah, the northbound lane on the south side of the overpass.
Oh, half of it.
So they're going to move to, they cut it in quarters. So they're going to move to the southbound, south side of the overpass, and they're going to work on that side, and then they'll move all the equipment over, and then they'll work on the northbound and southbound on the other side. So.
And that's going to be a mess if it backs up on the I-10 bridge.
Oh, it will. It's coming.
It's
coming. There's no doubt.
They're
doing it at night, and supposedly the little rubber pads that they're going to put, hopefully it'll let people go faster. That's the big problem. Everybody was slowing down, and I don't blame them. So anyway, that's the latest update I have on that. And they need money to build bridges. That's all I can tell you. Remarks of personal privilege. Anybody have anything?
I read elementary school office.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for doing that. I was out of town. I'd love to have done that. Maybe next year. Looks like a lot of people did it. I saw some.
Yeah, the line brought a busload of really high students. Head Start children.
The Brutally High girls are 14 and 0.
Man.
In a minute.
Sweet. That's great.
That's great.
Yep. All right, so let's see, what's next month? April. So, yeah, we got some announcements that are coming next. I don't have any announcements. Anybody have anything on announcements? All right, with that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. 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 Aye.